弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们刚刚看到我们的小孩子在唱歌，唱得很活泼，很快乐。
You can see our children's choir, they're very happy.
我们就看到一个 小孩子好像是来乱的一样。
We saw one kid that didn't know what she was doing.
他就是心里。
The youngest kid, Sydney.
好可爱。
It's very, very cute.
后来我们看到我们的大师班更可爱。
And our adult choir is even cuter.
我们从来没有这么年轻跟喜乐快喜乐过。
We have never been joyful and so young in heart.
为什么知道吗？
Why? Do you know why?
今天是复活节。
Because today is Easter.
为了让大家更快乐。
So that, we can even be more joyful.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们今天看到我们的教堂当中不同的这个布置。
Today you can see we have different decoration for our church.
我们看到这个 banner, 这是玉冰姐妹做的。
This banner was made by Sister April.
它是在2月18号2016年完成的。
February 18, 2016.
但在这之前，他花了很长很长时间来做。
And before that, she spent many, many months.
祷告跟设计。
I was praying and designing the banner.
这个上面小小的一点都是缝上去的。
All these little shiny plates were sewed onto the banner.
在去年的复活节，我们有在上面挂一个那个荆棘冠冕。
Last year in Easter, we put a crown of thorn on the cross.
但今年我们就这个是耶稣基督已经复活了，他的那个荣耀的冠冕在那个地方。
But today, after the resurrection, we have a glorious crown out there.
所以当他把这个带到来到教会的时候，我们真的非常的惊讶跟感动。
And she brought us to church, and we were very moved.
从这件事你们看到神可以借着每一个平凡的人来做一些很伟大很伟大的事情。
You can see how God can use every single one of us, even though we're very ordinary, to do his work.
他在这个 banner 上面还刻了几个字。
And she put in a few words here on the banner.
他说万王之王和万主之主。
King of kings and Lord of lords.
我觉得这个颜色跟我们今天早上这个整个我们的这个复活节的白色很配合。
Color really suitable for this white decoration we have.
我不晓得 April 是不是在一边是不是在我们当中。
Is April here today?
Yes. 我们给她一个爱的鼓励好吗
？Let's encourage her with applause.
有一次，巴基斯坦的隐坛老将叫雷利，他参加一个众多名流出席的一个晚会。
One time, in a Pakistani film legend, Ray Lee attended a very formal banquet.
他拄着拐杖蹒跚地走上台。
He went walk up the stage with a cane.
所以这个主持人就开口问他说：“你还经常去看医生吗
？”So the MC asked him, "Do you still go see your doctor often?"
他说：“是的，我经常去看医生。
”He said, "Yes, I often go see my doctor."
这个主持人就问他说：“为什么
？”So the MC said, "Why?"
他说：“因为病人必须常去看医生。”医生才能活下去。
He said, "A patient needs to go see the doctor often so the doctor can live."
台下爆发出热烈的掌声跟大声的欢笑声。
So people were laughing and clapping.
那这个主持人就接着问了。
Then the MC asked again.
他说：“你经常请教医院的药剂师有关这个药物的这个服用的方法吗
？”Do you often ask pharmacist about how to take your medication.
他说是啊，我经常是这样做的。
So yes, I often do that.
因为那个药剂师也要赚钱活下去。
Because the pharmacist needs to make money and live.
那他就问他说，那你经常吃药吗
？The MC said, "Do you often take your medication?"
他说不。
He said no.
我经常把药扔掉的。
I throw away the medication.
因为我要活下去。
Because I want to live.
所以台下更是哄堂的大笑，像我们一样。最后，这个主持人就最后问他说：“谢谢你接受我的访问。”
At the end, MC said, "Thank you for coming to the interview."
他跟他说：“别客气。”
He said, "No problem."
我知道你也要活下去。
I know that you have to live.
弟兄姐妹，你觉得耶稣复活对我们最大的提醒是什么吗
？Brother and sister, do you know what is the greatest reminder of Jesus' resurrection?
有人可以回答我吗
？Anyone can answer?
啊，是的，是的，是的。 耶稣复活就是要我们大家好好的活下去。
Jesus' resurrection wants us to live well.
在复活节这段期间，我想了很多很多事情。
During this Easter period, Reverend Mao has been reflecting upon many things.
我想我是一个多么蒙福的人。
So indeed, he's a very blessed person.
而这个福是从上帝借着耶稣基督赐给我们的。
And this blessing came from our God through Jesus Christ.
就像这个还没有开呢。好，就像在罗马书第四章的第四节到第五节这么说的。
In Romans chapter 4, verse 4.
好不好，我们先来练中文的，好不好
？We'll read in Chinese first.
来，做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是该得的。唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的上帝，他的信就算为义。
When people work, their pay is not given to them as a gift. They earn the pay they get. But people cannot do any work that will make them right with God. So they must trust in Him. Then He accepts their faith, and that makes them right with Him. He is the one who makes even evil people right.
弟兄姐妹，我们得救，我们得称为义，并不是因为我们做了什么。
We're saved, we're called righteous, not because of what we have done.
而是我们相信那一位称罪人为义的神。
Because we believe in the God that calls us righteous.
就像我们刚刚所念的经文一样。
Just like the passage said.
其实我们都知道，我们在生活当中，我们离得最远的一个字就是义这个字。
We know in our lives the most difficult thing for us to do is righteous.
在有些人生命当中，我们离得最难达到的也就是义这个字。
In our limited life, that's the most difficult thing for us to do is to become righteous.
但是因着信，因着耶稣基督已经复活了。神已经把这个义赐给我们了。
But through our faith in Jesus' resurrection, God has given it to us.
这是我感到蒙福的原因。
This is the reason why we are blessed.
我们再来看一段圣经节，在罗马书第四章二十五节。
In Romans chapter 4, verse 25.
我还是请大家一起来念这段来。这样告说，耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯；复活是为叫我们称义。
Jesus was handed over to die for our sins. He was raised from death.To make us right with God.
这告诉我们非常的清楚，耶稣基督他是被交给人，是因为我们的过犯。
That Jesus was handed over to die for our sins.
然后他复活是为叫我们称义。
And he was raised from the dead to make us right.
有一个叫 Wilma 的一个女孩，她从小就一直多灾多难。
There's a girl called Wilma Rudolph. Since she was little, she encountered many difficulties.
她是提前出生的早产儿，出生的时候大概只有四斤重而已。
She was a premature baby, and when she was born, she was only about 4 pounds.
她的童年是完全依靠她的母亲的照顾。
In her childhood, she needed her mother to take care of her.
所以大病小病从来没有断过。
She had lots of illness continuously.
在四岁那一年，她染上急性肺炎和小儿麻痹症。
When she was 4, she had pneumonia and she also had polio.
以致她的走腿严重畸形而肌肉无力。
So her left leg was deformed and was weak.
所以医生就跟她说，你可能要终生你要拄着拐杖走路了。
The doctor said you probably have to use your crutches for your whole life.
但是这个 Wilma 她非常的勇敢。
But Wilma was very courageous.
她深深相信上帝必对自己有一个特别的安排。
She believed God has a special plan for her.
所以她从来没有放弃过。
She never gave up.
到她七岁那一年。
When she was 7,
他借着助力支架一瘸一拐的行走。
She was walking with crutches.
在两年之后，他竟然甩掉他的支架了。
But 2 years later, she was able to walk without her crutches.
让所有的医生都大吃一惊。
The doctors were astonished.
到他13岁的时候
，When she was 13,
他完全可以有节奏的走路。
She started to be able to walk well.
于是他就决定要开始跑步了。
And she started to run.
那很多人就劝告他。
Many people advise her.
那可能是一场悲剧。
That don't do that. That will end in tragedy.
刚开始她总是倒数第一。
In the beginning, she was always the last one to finish.
但是渐渐的，她已经追上来了。
Gradually, she got faster and faster.
后来她得到了第一个冠军。
And she received her first number one.
从那之后，她每逢跑比赛跑步，她就得第一名。
Since then, when she runs, she often won the race.
让我们更惊讶的是，他竟然得了3次的奥运的金牌奖。
Eventually, she won 3 Olympic gold medal for sprinting.
这让人好好奇是否上帝为威尔玛他制定了一个特别的计划。
This makes you wonder, did God have a special plan for Wilma?
那才可以使他经历了一切的劫难。
And God allowed her to go through all these suffering.
但你有没有想过一件事情？
But have you thought about it?
上帝他为你制定了一个怎样的人生计划？
Well, does God have a special plan for you?
不管怎样，那个计划现在正在进行当中。
Regardless, his plan is unfolding right now.
今天是复活节。
Today is Easter.
是耶稣从死里复活的日子。
The day that Jesus was risen.
耶稣在你的生命中的计划都能成就的。
Jesus can accomplish his plan in your life.
这是他复活带来给我们的保证。
This is his promise through his resurrection.
因为他战胜世界。
He has overcome the world.
他战胜撒旦
overcome Satan,
他战胜死亡
overcome death,
他战胜阴间
overcome Hades,
他战胜了坟墓
overcome the grave,
他要带领你战胜你生命中的各种的困难
He will lead you to be victorious over all the obstacles in your life.
这是耶稣复活要带给我们的
This is what a resurrection can bring us.
今天我要从四本福音书的结尾信息来看耶稣复活带给当时的门徒和今日我们什么样的信息
Today we'll take a look at the concluding message on the four gospel books to see what kind of lesson Jesus' resurrection can bring us.
我们首先来看第一个。
Number one.
马太福音结束在耶稣给门徒大使命，使万民做我的门徒。
Gospel according to Matthew ends with Jesus giving the great commission to his followers.
好不好？我们一起来念这段圣经。请耶稣进前来对他们说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了
Then Jesus came to them and said All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
在马太福音当中，复活的主要门徒带着他的权柄去服侍人群。
So in the Gospel of Matthew, the resurrected Lord wanted the disciples to serve with his authority.
我们知道马太福音开始在一个家谱，就是耶稣基督的家谱。
The Gospel of Matthew starts with Jesus' genealogy.
而这是神一个新的创造。
It's a new creation.
因为老亚当已经所造成的失败，已经造成一个几乎无法挽回的一个局面。
Because Adam's failure has created a no-win situation.
所以从马太福音告诉我们，现在末后的亚当他带来的生命。
But the Gospel of Matthew talk about a new Adam bring us life.
所以整个马太福音就在见证一件事情。
So the whole Gospel of Matthew is witnessing for one thing.
我们是天国的子民。
We are the children of the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣基督他是天国的君王。
Jesus is the Lord of kingdom of heaven.
所以在马太福音第一章第一节说亚伯拉罕的后裔大卫的子孙耶稣基督的家谱。
So Matthew chapter 1 verses 1 started with Abraham's descendants, David's children, and the genealogy of Jesus.
So 这告诉我们一个非常重要的事情。
You tell us a very important lesson.
凡是属基督家族的一份子都要成为大使命的一员。
Whoever belongs to a member of Jesus' family, you will become participating in the Great Commission.
来完成耶稣交托的大使命。
To complete a Great Commission given by Jesus.
我们感谢主，因信耶稣基督，我们是上帝家里的人。
We thank God through our faith in Jesus Christ, we are a member of Jesus' family.
我们是基督家族的一份子。
We are a member of His family.
所以马太福音结束在耶稣给门徒的大使命，使万民做我的门徒。
And at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus gave the disciples the great commission.
这是耶稣的心愿。
This is Jesus' expectation.
而且复活的主他应许他的大能大力必与他的门徒同在直到世界的末了
The resurrected Lord promised that his power, his authority will be the disciples until the end of age
那第一个我们想到马可福音
Second we take a look at Gospel of Mark
马可福音结束在耶稣告诉门徒们信与神迹相连主与他们同工
He ends with a message that Jesus is telling disciples Faith and signs and wonders are connected and the Lord is with them
我们来看一下 马可福音的最后马可福音十六章的十七到二十节。
Let's take a look at the end of Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, 17 to 20.
我们一起来念这段圣经。
Let's read together.
那信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，手按病人，病人就必好了。主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。
And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name,
they will drive out demons.
They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. The Lord work with them and confirm His work by the signs accomplished.
在马可福音，复活的主要门徒带着他的能力去服侍人群。
Gospel of Mark talk about the resurrected Lord want the disciple to serve with His power.
我们知道马可福音是从上帝的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头为开始。
The Gospel of Mark starts with saying that the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
所以整个马可福音十六章当中在一直在见证着福音的大能大力。
And chapter 16, witness the power of the Gospel.
而且他特别应许那些信相信耶稣的人必有神迹随着他们。
And promise those who believe that the signs and wonders will follow them.
为什么神迹随着他们
？Why？
因为主跟他们同工
，Because the Lord was with them, working with them together.
来证实他们所传的道
，To confirm the gospel message.
所以在这里面看见复活的主不仅和他们同在
，We can see the resurrected Lord. Not only was the Lord with them,
还跟他们一起同工
，Work with them also.
复活的主和他们同工，因为他们所做的工正是主要做的工作。
The resurrected Lord was working with them because whatever they were doing was what assigned by God.
所以今天凡我们为主所做的工作，主都必与我们同在。
So we know that if we're doing God's work, God will be with us.
凡我们一切为主所做的工作，主的同在都在显在我们的身上。
Everything that we're doing according to God's will, God's confirmation will be there.
因为福音就是主的工。
Because gospel is God's work.
所以主与门徒同工，就必有神迹随着证实他们所传的福音。
Because God was working with the disciples, so that the signs and wonders following to confirm their work.
这是早期教会他们成功的一个秘诀。
It's a secret of the early church success.
主与他们同在。
God was with them.
有神迹随着他们。
Signs and wonders followed them.
所以他们接受大使命，到处传道，无论在哪里，主都以神迹来证明他们所传的道。
They received a great commission and they were spreading a gospel message. No matter where they were, God used signs and wonders to confirm their work.
不管是在耶路撒冷，在犹太全地
，in Jerusalem, in Judah,
或在撒玛利亚
，Samaria,
或在安提阿，在罗马，以及世界各地
，in Antioch, in Rome, or at the end of the world,
主都跟他们同在
，God was with them.
借着他们行神迹做见证
，through them, they come do signs and wonders be witnesses for them.
我们看见今天神是差遣很多人到这个世界各地来传福音。
Today we see that God has sent many people throughout the world to spread the gospel message.
而从我们最近所看到代祷信当中，在外面的这些我们支持的这些宣教士，很多人身体不是那么好。
We know that some of the missionaries were supporting physically they're not well.
但他们仍然坚持的做下去。
But they continue persistently working for the Lord.
因为复活的主跟他们同在
Because the resurrected Lord is with them.
让他们带着复活的主的能力去侍奉人群
So they can continue to serve with the power of the resurrection.
第三个我们看到是路加福音
Number three, the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音结束在耶稣提醒门徒在城里等候领受从上头来的能力
It concludes with a message that Jesus reminding the disciples to wait and to receive the power come from above.
我们再次念一下这段圣经节。
Let's read Luke chapter 24.
我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
I'm going to send you what my father has promised, but stay in the city until you have clothed with power from on high.
在路加福音，复活的主要门徒穿上他能力的灵去服侍人群。
The resurrected Lord wanted the disciples to serve clothed with power from above.
弟兄姐妹，复活的主不但做我们的生命的粮，生命的灵。
The resurrected Lord is not only our spirit of life,
也做我们能力的灵。
But also the spirit of power.
就从这个生命的灵来说，我们需要吸入它，像吸入空气一样。
Just like a spirit of life, we need to breathe him in, just like breathing in the air.
但是从能力的灵来讲的话，我们需要穿上它。
But from a spirit of power perspective, we need to clothe him.
就像穿上制服一样。
Just like wearing a uniform.
啊，这是以利亚的外衣所预表的一个信息。
This is foretold by Elijah's cloak.
我们来看列王记下的记载。
Let's take a look at the Second King.
我们来看列王记下第二章第九节，我们一起练琴。过去之后，以利亚对以利沙说：“我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么？只管求我。”以利沙说：“愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。”
2:9. After they crossed the river, Elijah said to Elisha.What do you want me to do for you before Lord take me away from you? Elisha said, I ask you for a double share of your spirit on me.
然后我们就如果再继续看圣经，我们看到说他们正走路的时候，忽然有那个火车跟火马将两个人隔开了。
And as they were walking, there's a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated them.
而以利亚他就趁着旋风就升天去了。
And Elijah was taken up with the whirlwind.
我们知道在圣经当中有一两个人他们是没有死就被主接去的。
We know in the Bible there are a couple of people that never faced death and they were taken up.
以利亚是其中一个。
One was Elijah.
还有一个是谁？
Who's the other one?
啊？以诺对不对？
Enoch.
Okay, 好。我们再来看一下下面的经文在列王记下二章十三到十四节。
Let's take a look at the next passage.
我们来读一下来。他拾起以利亚身上掉下来的外衣，回去站在约旦河边。他用以利亚身上掉下来的外衣打水，说：“耶和华以利亚的上帝在哪里呢？”打水之后，水也左右分开，以利沙就过来了。
Elijah's coat had fallen to the ground, so Elisha picked it up. He went back and stood at the edge of the Jordan River. He hit the water and said.Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? Just as Elisha hit the water separated to right and to left. Then Elisha crossed the river.
这是以利沙得了双倍之灵之后啊，他所行的第一个神迹。
So this is the first miracle that he has accomplished after he received a double share of spirit.
他用以利亚的外衣打水，水就分成两半。
He used the coat from Elijah to hit the water, and the water separated.
在历史上我们也看到一个人祷告之后这个水分成两半那个是谁
In history, who else can do that after prayer to separate the water?
你们很棒真的是摩西
Moses, yes
我们需要对这个事实有深刻的印象
We need to have a deep impression of this fact
因为门徒除了接受生命的灵还需要穿上从高处来的能力
The disciples, besides receiving the spirit of life, they need to clothe themselves from the power from above.
也就是在复活的主的同在中得着那灵的加力。
That with the presence of the resurrected Lord, they can have the power of the spirit.
我很喜欢英文的翻译说 until you have been clothed with power from on high.
The English translation is very accurate and very descriptive.
是的，我们要穿上能力。
We need to be clothed with power.
我们就是要穿上那个灵。
We want to close with that spirit.
像穿上制服一样。
Wearing our uniform.
这是以利亚的外衣所预表的。
This is the coat of Elijah.
所以在列王记下二章，以利沙盼望得着以利亚的外衣。
So on Second Kings chapter 2, Elisha wanted the coat of Elijah.
所以以利沙他得着这件外衣的时候就指明他接受了以利亚的灵
And after he received this coat it symbolized he received Elijah's spirit
他穿在身上
He wore it
而且得了双倍的感动
And received a double share of the spirit
所以在路加福音24章的49节复活的主有着相似的思想
So in Luke chapter 24:49 our resurrected Lord had the same idea
就是外衣的灵的思想
The same idea as clothing us with the Spirit.
所以他吩咐他的门徒要去等候。
So he tells his disciples to wait.
直到他们穿上从高处来的能力。
Until they're clothed with the power from above.
就是穿上基督的袍子。
to close with the clothes of Jesus.
穿上基督的义袍。
The righteous cloth of Jesus.
在二战期间，一架美军的战斗机在飞越太平洋的途中，燃料即将耗尽。
During World War II, there's an American fighter jet. When they were flying across the Pacific, they ran out of fuel.
而且这架飞机最终迫降在日军占领的一个小岛上。
And they're forced landing on an island that's occupied by Japan.
每个人都觉得根本无路可逃。
Everyone felt that this is the end of the road.
而且大家一定会被俘虏，被抓进监狱里面去。
They will be caught in jail.
那机组成员当中有一位随军的牧师。
Among the group of people, there's a chaplain.
这个牧师说：“我们来祷告求上帝吧。”
He said, "Let's pray to God."
其实，在那个时候，大家都不抱希望。
Even though everyone felt very hopeless.
但他们还是说：“好啊，牧师，你来带祷告吧。”
I said, "Okay, Pastor, you can lead us in prayer."
那牧师就求上帝来行神迹，来拯救这一群的机组的人员。
So the pastor asked God to have a miracle to save them.
那祷告完，他们就那天晚上就露宿在飞机的旁边。
And at night, they just kind of slept beside the plane.
他们一直睡到凌晨的时候，有一位成员就醒过来了。
In the morning, one member woke up.
有一股强大的力量驱使他走到海边去。
That he was called somehow to the beach.
一到海边，他就看到随着旭日东升，有一大桶航空燃料向自己滚滚而来。
By the beach, you can see this is a tank of fuel floating toward him.
他欢呼叫醒所有的人。
He was very joyful and called up all the other people.
大家就一直跑向海边。
They ran toward the shore.
合力把燃料注入这架飞机。
They took the tank of fuel and put it in the plane.
最后，这个飞机顺利起飞，返回了基地。
They were able to fly back to their base.
故事还没有完。
But the story did not end there.
原来这一桶的燃料是在某一次海战当中，从一艘被击沉的美国军舰当中遗留下来的。
They found out later that this tank of fuel came from a sunken American warship.
但是更神奇的是，这桶燃料有经过好久一段时间的漂流。
Miraculously, this tank of fuel went through a long time on in the ocean.
而且它漂流了1000多英里
through over 1,000 miles.
更不可思议的是，它途的过程当中，它要经过25个小小的岛屿
and went through almost 25 islands.
然后最后就飘到他们飞机迫降的一个地点那里。
And landed on the shore where they landed.
而且恰恰好就是在他们最需要。飞机燃料有的时候
right at time when they need a fuel
出现了
it appeared
这是他们想象不到的事情
it's something that no one can imagine
弟兄姐妹有没有上帝你觉得呢
brother and sister do you believe there's a God
祷告的能力有多大我们真的无法估计
the power of prayer is truly unimaginable
复活的基督总是把最惊喜最大的惊喜赐给那些用信心来寻求他等候他的人
The resurrected Jesus will bless those who truly seek him with faith.
耶稣要门徒在城里等候
Jesus wanted disciples to wait in the city.
要他们等候什么
What were they waiting for?
他要从天上赐下惊喜给他们
That Jesus will have give them a surprise.
他要给他们穿上圣灵的大衣
He will clothe them with power from above.
这件事情在《使徒行传》第二章实现了。
And we can see it was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2.
就在五旬节的时候，圣灵降临。
In Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down.
耶稣的学生，他们充满能力来讲道。
The disciples were filled with the Spirit and they preached the gospel message.
最后，我们来看《约翰福音》。
Lastly, let's take a look at the Gospel of John.
约翰福音结束在耶稣提醒门徒用爱、喂养与跟从来做门徒。
It concluded with Jesus reminding a disciple to serve with love and care.
在耶稣的眼中，彼得一生有两次的失败。
In Jesus' eyes, Peter has failed twice.
第一次失败是他三次不认主。
The first time when he denied the Lord 3 times.
而第二次失败是他带着其他的门徒再回去打鱼。
The second failure is he took the other disciples back to Galilee to fish.
而他们回去打鱼的原因是因为他们没有食物了。
The reason was they have no food.
他们活不下去了。
They cannot live.
所以他们只有重操旧业。
So they went back to their old profession.
而且第一次失败在主被钉十字架之前。
The first failure happened before Jesus was crucified.
就是他 在他保证会跟随主到底的那个几个小时之后，他失败了。
Right after Peter promised the Lord that he will follow the Lord until the end.
而第二次失败是在主复活以后。
The second failure happened after resurrection, after the crucifixion.
啊，就在他复活之后。
After the resurrection.
所以第一次失败在火炉的旁边。
The first failure happened by the fire.
第二次失败的时候是耶稣用火再次来提醒他。
And in the second failure, Jesus used fire to remind him again.
那天早上在提比利亚海的海边
That morning, by the shore of the Sea of Galilee,
耶稣他亲自为他们预备早餐
Jesus prepared breakfast for them.
就像今天早上环团契我们预备早餐一样
Like this morning, Juan failed to prepare breakfast for us.
只是我们没有看到火
But we didn't see any fire this morning.
但他们我们没有看到他们却预备得非常好
But we can see that they truly prepared great breakfast for us this morning.
我们应该给那个华恩的弟兄姐妹一个鼓励吧。
Let's encourage our one brother and sister.
为什么耶稣他会用火 来提醒他
？Why did Jesus use fire to remind？
我们知道彼得一生真的起起伏伏。
We know Peter's life full ups and downs.
而现在复活的主来到他的面前，就是要对付他的失败。
Now the resurrected Lord came before him to face his fear.
耶稣要洗去他的失败的记录
to wash away his failure,
让他重新来认识主对他的爱
so he can know God's love.
所以耶稣向彼得要求彼得对他的爱
so God asked him about is he willing to pay for his love.
让彼得知道因着爱而需付上的代价是什么
to know that because of love, Peter needs to pay a price.
我们一起来读约翰福音第的福音二十一章十五到十七节。
Let's read John chapter 21 verse 15.
请他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”
When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter.Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lamb.
耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.Jesus said, take care of my sheep.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time,Do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep.
耶稣一次又一次地问彼得，你爱我吗？
Jesus asked Peter once again and again, do you love me?
耶稣复活了，他一次一次地问我们，你爱我吗？
And Jesus is resurrected. He also asks us, do we love him? Again and again.
当我读到十七节的时候，我发现一个字对我蛮大的一个震荡。
Verse 17, there's a word that brought great impact to Revelation.
当我在读中文的翻译的时候，我没有多大的感觉。
And the Chinese translation is a little bit different.
但是当我练英文的 version 的时候，我真的有点很重很重的感觉。
But in the English version, it emphasizes one word.
You said Peter was hurt.
In English, says Peter was hurt.
彼得受伤了。
He was hurt.
彼得为什么受伤
？Why? Why was Peter hurt?
彼得因何受伤
？What causes pain？
是因为耶稣连续问他三次，他受伤吗
？It's because Jesus asked him three times。
就像非常爱你的人，有一天他忽然无厘头的问你三次，说你爱我吗？你爱我吗？你真的爱我吗
？Imagine someone you love very much one day ask you, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" three times。
我想那个时候你真的不那么容易能回答出来。
It's really hard to answer at that time。
就像彼得在那天早上他的心情
Just like Peter's feeling that morning
他就忧愁了
He was sad
他真的受伤了。
He was hurt.
那种受伤是很微妙的一种感觉。
It's a very miraculous feeling.
那种受伤是他心灵他深深的受到耶稣的话的一种提醒。
That his heart was reminded by Jesus' words.
而这件事他不是没有。
It's not that he did not love him.
他不是不爱耶稣基督。
It's not that he did not love Jesus.
他就是全心全力的爱耶稣基督的。
He truly wants to love Jesus with all his heart.
但是他所反映出来所做出的事情却让耶稣真的感受不到他真的那么深的爱他吗？
But his behavior did not reflect how much he loved Jesus.
所以在这个爱里面耶稣给他一个新的挑战。
So in this love, Jesus gave him a new challenge.
你爱我比这更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
然后每一次彼得跟他说是的我爱你的时候，
When Peter said, yes, I love you,
耶稣总是给他一个使命。
Jesus gave him a new task.
你喂养我的羊
Feed my sheep.
你喂养我的小羊
Feed my lamb.
你牧养我的羊
You shepherd my sheep.
当每次我们表达一个爱的时候
When we want to express our love,
那种爱是空口无凭的爱
It cannot be just words.
就是耶稣为什么要问彼得三次，因为彼得曾经的爱是那种空口无凭的爱。
When Jesus asked Peter three times, if he just answered, then it's just words.
耶稣要帮助彼得把他的爱真正的落实下来。
Jesus wants Peter to truly live out his words.
当那个彼得对耶稣的爱真的要落实的时候，他受伤了。
When Jesus wants Peter to live out his word, Peter was hurt.
我不知道你有没有那种爱一个人爱到你自己受伤的感觉的时候。
Have you ever loved someone so much that feel that you hurt?
如果你爱一个人爱到你自己受伤了，你那个爱是真正的爱。
Until you truly love someone until it hurt you, then that's true love.
所以这三节给我们一个很简单的信息。
These three verses give us a very simple message.
十五节是一复活的主要门徒带着他的爱去服侍人群。
The resurrected Lord wants the disciple to serve with his love.
十六节是复活的主要门徒带着他的关怀去服侍人群。
16, the resurrected Lord wants us to serve with his care.
十七节是复活的主要门徒跟随他的服事方式去服事人群。
Verse 17, the resurrected Lord wanted the disciple to serve, using Jesus as a model.
最后我要用一个故事来结束。
Lastly, we want to conclude with a story.
美国有一位有很有名的作家，他的出身极为穷苦。
There's a very famous American author. He came from a very poor family.
而且他一生的成就是从艰苦绝境当中长期的奋斗而来的。
He accomplished a lot through lots of hard work in a very difficult situation.
他用历年的积蓄建了一座别墅。
At the end, he used all his money and built a beautiful villa.
这座别墅前有花园，后有草地。
There's garden in the front, there's beautiful lawn in the back.
而且布置的井然有序。
Everything was in order.
他想他真的可以安享晚年了。
He thought he could enjoy his later life there.
但不幸的是好景不长。
Unfortunately, it did not last long.
他老人家不久就病了起来。
Then he got sick.
而且他卧病不起，治不了了。
He was lying in bed. He couldn't, it was terminal.
当这个消息一经传开，有好多记者赶来探望他。
When the news broke, lots of reporters came to see him.
他们盼望知道他的遗言。
They want to know about his last words.
好在各大报来发表。
So they can publish it.
那这班记者当中有很多是年轻的人。
A lot of reporters were very young.
他们站在病床的旁边，异口同声地向他请求。
They stood by the bed and they asked this author.
就跟他说，先生，你是在恶劣环境中奋斗的胜利者。
Sir, you have overcome all these difficult situations.
那种百折不回、刻苦自立的精神，真是我们佩服不已啊。
That you will very admire your fighting spirit.
而且你已经功成名就。
And now you're famous and you're rich.
对于我们这一班敬仰你的后生晚辈，你有何教训
？For us youth, do you have any teaching, any lesson for us?
我们愿意知道先生成功的秘诀、胜利的方法。
We want to know the secret of your success, the way for you to be victorious.
来做我们的指引。
To be a lesson for us.
那位僵死的老先生微微的睁开昏花的老眼，向着他们看一眼。
The old man opened his eyes and looked at them.
而他们又热切地对他说。
And these reporters said.
说在你的病中唠唠叨叨实在是不对。
So sorry to bother you in your illness.
但我们都是报社的记者。
But we are reporters from different newspapers.
先生最后的教诲不但我们获益，而且届时在报上发表之后，不知道要造福多少的年轻人。
Your last words, your lesson, not only can benefit us, but after we publish, will benefit many, many people.
所以务必请您赐教。
So please, teach us.
老先生有气无力的娓娓的说。
The end, he whispered, said.
成功吗？
Success?
秘诀吗？
Secret?
他说有。
Say, yes, I do have.
请看。圣经路加福音第九章二十五节。
Take a look at Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 25.
老先生说了上面的话，就把眼睛合上，以示长辞。
And after that, he closed his eye and passed away.
那一群记者就赶快的打开圣经。
All the reporters opened up their Bible.
那节圣经他们一定是人若赚得全世界，却丧失自己的生命，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？
The verse is, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit his own self?
当他们看到这段圣经的时候，他们整个气氛就凝重下来。
At that time, the whole atmosphere of the room changed.
弟兄姐妹，复活的主从来没有要他的门徒去为他赚得全世界。
Brother and sister, the resurrected Lord never asked us to go out and earn and gain the whole world.
他要求门徒为他付出更多的爱。
He asked the disciples to give more love.
他要求门徒为他付上更多的关怀、照顾、牧养。
He asked the disciples to care for people and to shepherd and to take care of others.
他要求他的门徒跟上他走过的道路。
He asked his disciples to follow the step that he had walked through.
所以今天是复活节。
Today is Easter.
从四本福音书的结尾，我们看见一件事情。
From these four gospels, we can see these lessons.
在马太福音，复活的主要门徒带着他的权柄去服侍人群。
In Gospel of Matthew, the resurrected Lord wants the disciple to serve with his authority.
在马可福音，耶稣要他的门徒带着他的能力去服侍人群。
In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus wants the disciples to serve with his power.
在路加福音，复活的主要他的门徒穿上他能力的灵去服侍人群。
In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus wants disciples to serve clothed with the spirit of power.
在约翰福音，复活的主要他们都穿上带着他的爱去服侍人群。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus wants disciples to serve with his love.
总结我们今天所说的。
At the end, our conclusion is.
就一句话而已。
There's only one sentence.
当我们为主做的时候，主他早已经在为我们做了。
When we try to serve the Lord, He's already prepared everything for us.
当我们在做的时候，主早就已经做给我们看了。
He's already demonstrated, set a good example for us.
他是复活的主。
He is the resurrected Lord.
所以我们再来唱首诗歌来回应今天的讲道。我们来唱《基督耶稣今复生》。
Let's respond to today's message by singing hymn 137.
上来。好，我们起立来唱这首歌好了，我们让他们有一个时间来预备一下。